bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Pat is a fixer-upper, flasher parking, and flight attendants. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Rogers is our guest. Hebe, having just met you, I can just guess you're obviously an athlete of some sort.
Yeah, I work out a little bit. They have the whole thing where you get your you pump weights and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta have that cardiovascular, man.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that cardiovascular. I was playing basketball the other day. They made me guard the worst dude on the other team. It was a fat dude wearing thongs. Man. You know, standing on the court smoking a cigarette. You know I was in bad shape.
And you couldn't keep up with
them. I couldn't keep up with them. I got involved with that aerobics. Don't like aerobics, man. That's too much like sex.
Yeah. Aerobics?
Yeah, you sweat, muscles hurt, and then you got a woman up there telling you you're not doing it right.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Chrissy Lee at the news desk.
Oh, hi.
And I have a message for Mr. Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Yes, what is it, Jay?
I will not go further or farther or further until I hear a Pat Godwin song.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
Will you at least finish the intros?
I'll finish the intros, but no sports until we hear a Pat Godwin song.
Well,
that's known as a monkey wrench. Isn't
it?
There's Josh Arnold at the upside sidekick chair.
Hello.
Ace Cosby's here.
Does he have yoga today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you?
11:30. All right.
Monday, Wednesday, Fridays? Is that what
we're
looking at?
That's my second 2 weeks.
I've been wanting to do that. Try yoga again. Maybe I won't fall down this time.
Did you fall down?
Yeah, I was a little...
Are you doing it in a jungle gym? How do you fall down during yoga?
My center of balance, I think, at the time was probably a little more off than it is now.
A little skew due to mental torture being inflicted by other people?
Weight issues, I think, is what the problem was then.
Down.
I'm Chick, and there's Tom.
Pat,
how about the shortest blues song ever? Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, okay, absolutely. You want to hear that one?
Can
I would
you,
love to hear
can
that.
Can you play it on the keyboard?
Can you give me a little guitar? I want to make sure this thing's on. Oh, that's nice.
The shortest blues song ever is called The Lazy Man Blues.
Okay.
Woke up this morning, went back to bed. So it's the shortest.
Yeah. It's good, though. I like that. Okay, very good.
There you go.
Now wait, now, Chick.
Does
that really count?
Fair enough. Fair enough. It counts.
Okay, well,
that way you can get prepared for something, you know, else.
We've talked about a couple of things.
Oh.
Yesterday, Pat did his yoga song that I like very much about yoga pants.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, Pat is influence of...
in a wonderful relationship.
Yes, there we go. There we go. He has a girlfriend now, and she's lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she sure is.
She thinks of me as a fixer-upper, you know? So she is.
Well, she's got her work cut out.
She's dragging me to yoga. I had a facial yesterday.
That's a big one.
Wait.
I went to a dermatologist.
You had a facial?
Cool. It was wonderful, yeah.
Why isn't there
paying for all this?
Of course, I can't pay.
Well, good. Why isn't there? What did you go up to her? I have no money. My name is Pat Godwin.
Yeah, yes,
I love you.
I said, here's my son. I love you, and I have
and
no
he
money.
And he loves you, too.
So this is like what... one of those TV shows where they take an old house and this old Pat.
Yeah.
Why isn't there a TV show like that? A woman comes because all women want to fix whoever they're with
tonight on This Old Troubadour.
Well, she's got you doing the yoga, which is great.
Yeah, second day. I'm a little sore today.
You go with her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now, cool. And is she adept at this particular exercise?
Yeah, yeah, she's very good. Yeah,
can okay. she put her feet?
She can. Yeah.
Well, there's no need to get into her personal thing. And we also do you have a new song that you wrote for her? We heard that yesterday too, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got to come up with something else that we haven't heard in a while, Pat.
I'll do something for Chick that's about him a little bit later. I'll get it up and rehearse it a little bit.
Email. Dear Dubious Dipwads and Boobs.
That's okay. Mr. Burns-esque.
I have completely embraced the brilliant concept of flasher parking.
Do you want to explain what flasher parking is that you've developed?
Well, I think it's self-explanatory. You don't have to worry about finding a parking space. Whatever commerce you need to conduct, you whip up to the front of the store, you kick your flashers on, you fall out of your car and rush in and conduct your business and then come back and peel out, man.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the letter we got from the fireman?
It'd be funny if we knocked a hole in his passenger
not funny,
side
they did
window.
It. They kicked out the front windows and put the hose right through it.
Well, until that happens.
Flasher parking has its risks.
Why wouldn't they just go over the top?
Because they want to teach this jackass a lesson.
Okay.
Chick, I love flasher parking, although my wife says you have created a public menace. I was flasher parking at Home Depot the other day. I was there to pick up a very small item. Obviously did not warrant flasher parking at the front door. A perfect opportunity. I exited the store to get in my pickup. A man hollered at me. He said, "Hey, are you flasher parking?"
No.
And I looked at him and I said, "Yep." And he burst out laughing and gave me a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we should do some T-shirts.
And I yelled, "Right on!"
Right on!
You know what we could do? Flasher parking with flashers over your boobs. Two big red lights, like eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
That flash?
And everybody flasher parks or something like that.
If everybody did it, it would be an even bigger problem.
Yeah, it would.
Why?
Because there would be no room.
It's just like a roundabout. Be kind to your other flasher parkers. Let them have the right of way and then...
Wait your turn?
That's right. Wait your turn to flasher park.
If you're at the airport.
If it catches on.
I've been doing most of my parking on the freeway these days.
Oh, yeah. Started.
Check local.
There's another TV show. Where is today's traffic jam?
Yeah. And where is today's traffic codes? Because you never know where the lines are.
Now, what roads are closed?
No, and we'll follow Tom Griswold. He always seems to find the traffic jam.
I found him.
Well, they just started paving in front of my kid's school. Good timing. They only had all summer to get that out of the way.
Oh, yeah. How was the first day of school?
Great.
Good.
Did you pack her lunch? She has a lunch? I would assume they have sushi for lunch.
It's catered.
No, they do not have sushi. Last night she was working on her snack thing, and she took a traditional sandwich-sized baggie and put a bucket of those little goldfish in it, spilling all over. Yeah, the school's great.
She knows what she likes.
They're loving it. No, but seriously, they literally just started paving in front of them.
That is pretty bad timing.
Yeah, the road has been open all available all summer.
But, you know, it's pretty fast. They can pave pretty quickly, though.
Yeah, still. But, you know, there's some guy sitting in an office. How can we make this impossible?
No, there's not. There's a reason they did
that. The other day, they closed three entrances in a row to the freeway.
So. Hey, Frankenstein wants to say something.
No, 2 weeks ago, they paved my neighborhood.
Oh.
And, of course, I was coming home, and they won't let me turn on my street. So I have to park like a half mile away and...
Yeah.
And they quickly paved. And
Was that for everybody or just for you?
They quickly paved. Oh, jeez.
Are you the only one they yanked out of the car?
I know what county you live in.
I'm sitting at the corner going, I live right.
Sir, please. No, you don't.
You know it. I know it.
We've taken a survey.
Case of the joint.
Now, if you had been toting a lawnmower, they would have let you in. Oh, sorry. Too close to reality. Get back to Chick McGee at the sports desk.
A follow-up on the punt god.
Oh, yeah.
Tom loves the punt god.
I love this guy.
During his senior season at San Diego State, Matt Areza did something that not many have been able to do in the past. He started getting national attention as a punter, the punt god. Put together a highlight reel, incredible punts, breaking the NCAA record for longest average punt.
And he had an 82-yarder during the game.
A cunning array of stunts, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire special teams unit for the Indianapolis Colts look over their head as the punt's going all the way in the 82 yards. Record-breaking season that the punt got. Of course, he earned the Ray Guy Award. Hey, Guy. For college football's best punter, won Mountain West special teams, and a unanimous selection as an All-American. Now he's bringing his leg is in the NFL, 82-yard punt, and also DraftKings Sportsbook are inclined to remind bettors they have an option. Place a wager on Araiza to win Offensive Rookie of the Year awards.
Oh, okay.
However, I thought punting was considered a defensive category, and I think I'm right on that.
Why? You're punting. You are on the offense.
You're starting their offense.
I think as soon as you trot the punter out there, technically you're on defense. I think that's right. I could be wrong.
That's interesting.
I could be wrong.
Well, if it's right, it's immoral. But
why is it immoral?
I'm kidding. It's illogical. It's the offense.
You don't have to punt.
So if it's what if they do a fake punt?
Wait a minute.
And throw the ball.
Weren't you a punter, Pat?
No, I was a punt receiver.
Is it possible to punt the ball and have it go through the goalposts and have it have a score?
No. No.
You can't do that.
No.
You'd have to drop
kick.
If you drop kick it.
It has to touch the ground.
Okay.
Yeah. Doug Flutie drop kicked because he's a little freak.
There's not a lot of drop kicking anymore. But
no. Anyway, if you'd like
isn't
to
the name of a sex move?
The drop kick?
Drop kick.
Boy.
I don't think so. I hope not.
If you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I don't want to. The Ray guy?
That hurts. Give
it a Ray guy.
The Sandusky drop kick?
Oh.
Anyway, you can bet.
Sandusky, Ohio, not Jerry.
Oh, okay.
Not Jerry. Sorry.
No, no, wait a second.
No, we have.
You know, you did enough damage just saying it. And now you've underlined it.
I have Sandusky on my mind because Sandusky, Ohio, we have a great sex story coming out of
Cedar Point,
one of the greatest amusement parks on Earth.
Why don't we just say Cedar Point? Instead of the name of that city.
Yeah.
How about that?
Because the Cedar Point dropkick doesn't sound like a sex move, whereas the Sandusky dropkick does.
They both do, but Cedar Point's dropkick sounds a little more palatable.
Sandusky shower.
Hey, look, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. Poor guy.
That poor city.
It's weird when people have names like that.
Well, yeah.
Like in politics, that Kirsten Sinema. What a weird last name.
I'm pretty sure on this. The play-by-play guy for the Baltimore Ravens was, or maybe still is, Jerry Sandusky.
Oh really? Wow.
I would change my name to Artie Sandusky or something. I tell you that. Boy, oh boy.
You go with a different Jerry Fremont.
Jerry Smith.
Pick a different Jerry Columbus.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Phil Cleveland.
shut up. The punt god's odds for winning Offensive Rookie of the Year, 200 to 1. So if you bet $1, you win $200.
Oh, no, you don't bet $1. Let's be realistic. You bet $100.
You bet $100, then you win $20,000.
No, now we're talking cash. Yeah. Coming up in the news, we have pretty interesting stuff. Bring your pets to college. And reusable toilet paper is in the news.
Well, I told you there are people that already do that.
It's a what? It's
with
a
rags,
big thing, of course,
in college.
Thanks to the internet.
All right.
And by the way, don't do it. But we'll get to that later.
By the way, how long has it been since you've been to the airport?
3 days.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I had a nervous breakdown.
I was there 3 days ago.
Have you ever noticed how many dogs there are in the airport? I mean, I'm not against it. I love dogs, but...
There are a lot.
I've never seen so many dogs in my life.
It's okay with me. I like dogs more than most people.
And that was just some of the flight attendants.
You see what he did to us.
excuse me. Isn't your daughter a flight attendant?
Not anymore.
No, now that she's not, you're going to go after the...
She knows.
Flight attendants, incredibly hardworking, helping us with the safety. They're great people.
Oh, man, she's got stories. Oh. You know, they're flight attendants that fly from city to city, and they... They do little part-time work.
Do they really?
While they're in the city.
Did you ask her about my fear of using the coffee?
Nobody
in a hotel room because the flight attendants all use the.
They don't.
They all filter their panties.
That's not true. And you're around
machines.
The bend on this. You're not gonna recognize the truth when you hear it.
They don't wear pantyhose anymore.
They're panties, Christy.
They're not
wearing. They put their panties in the coffee machine with the hot water and they clean them.
The story originally started with pantyhose.
They did say pantyhose.
Right. Now, and now they do it with pantyhose.
No,
just to fit your narrative.
Yes.
So Charlotte, how come your panties smell like decaf? Well,
I think anyone can put a couple pairs of extra panties in their bag.
It doesn't take up that much room.
Now, typically, if you were to grab your purse right now, how many extra panties do you have in
there? I have none.
What if you have an accident today?
Yeah.
Well, go commando.
What if you laugh really hard? Oh, no, never mind.
Oh, I've done that.
I thought it was when you sneezed.
No, and I laugh really hard.
Well, so far in this show, you're okay.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
I kegel my way through, so I'm okay.
I just completed.
Now, Josh, do you...
Kegel?
No. Well, that's a fair question.
I'm kegeling right now.
Do you... have you found yourself in a situation where you've had to exit any particular situation, event, or such an event thing like that with no underwear?
Have I?
In other words, say you've had one of your encounters with some young lady.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Have you had to exit the particular situation and just leave your underwear behind?
I don't know that I have. I don't think so. No.
Are you insinuating he's having an affair with a married woman and he gets caught?
No, I didn't know. I'm not.
Or maybe there was something prematurely happened when we were like during a makeout session. That kind of thing.
Is there such a thing as spontaneous ejaculation?
Oh, I bet.
During dreams, there
is that a thing? Yeah, but I mean, that's
boy. I have a story that I'm not sure I can tell.
You know, I think there
in the wild.
I think we have. There is with women. I mean, I don't know. You said ejaculation, but
I know
they
guy,
just have orgasms nonstop.
Right, right. And how can I word
it? Becomes very painful.
There is someone that is a very famous person.
Yes,
I'll put it that way. And a friend of mine is a friend of his. Put it that way. And this particular, he's a musician. This particular person always...
Gee, I wonder who it is.
No, it's not that person.
Okay.
How do I word this?
I don't know. I don't know.
He was this particular famous person was quite enamored of this young lady.
And, yes.
It had been kind of this tease going back and forth for quite some time, and in spite of his distinguished credentials as a musician, he apparently got into an elevator with her, and before the thing was at the top, he had arrived.
And,
he had arrived in his trousers.
Just standing next to her?
Yeah.
What?
Man.
No way.
That is really something.
She's got some sex appeal.
I'll tell you who it is.
Whoever told you that, hoping you'd repeat that ridiculous story.
This guy tells the story.
I wouldn't have expected Mick Jagger to... Sorry.
There was no kissing involved in the elevator?
No, nothing. Just
no, what is it? Frottage?
Did they finally get together, though?
Yes. It was too late. He was done, you know.
No, but I mean down the road.
No. This guy's kind of a hit-and-run guy.
wait a minute.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch Podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.